This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number. Happy Monday, Johnny Lupinacci.
Hey, happy Monday it is, Tim. It's good to see you. You're going to have to give us an update because I see for our folks who may be also tuning in on the streams, you have a little bit of a different background. We'll get to that in a minute. But man, what a weekend. And I'm sorry to say, not the best of weekends. I hope folks had a safe and enjoyable summer weekend. But I know every single one of us as citizens in a democracy are like, oh my goodness, low moment in American politics. It was a doozy of a Saturday. I mean, we've been glued to information since. We were kind of glued to it before because it was already a bit of a whirlwind. But Tim, for folks tuning into the stream, before we get into any other stuff, where the heck are you, my guy?
I am literally outside on my front porch with a little bit of daylight on the StreamYard app, not the Civic Media app. If I could use the Civic Media app, I would absolutely be using the Civic Media app for sure to listen. Right. You know, in fact, anybody out there, download that Civic Media app. But I am on the StreamYard app because we just had a, what they call here in Southeast Ohio, a microburst, which was 70 to 80 mile per hour winds for a sustained time of about 32 seconds, long enough to wipe out the electricity in my town. So here I am, cell phone, StreamYard app, sitting outside in the daylight, coming to you because I know doing Busted Pencils Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is an absolute necessity. And unless that little microburst would have taken down a tree on top of the house, of course I will be here with everybody, Johnny Lupinacci.
Yeah, like the Postal Service, through rain, through snow, through wind, but through microbursts. Dr. Tim Slecker here. This is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. And Busted Pencils, we're happy and proud to be sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who are big-time advocates for public education and are always working hard to build community and make great beer. One of the most sued breweries. In fact, they're probably the most sued brewery in America for good reason, because they're taking on the conservative right, and they're really working for democracy, especially in Wisconsin. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Mm-hmm. Man, Johnny, Wisconsin, talking about it, you know, weekend. We're going to get to all of these things as best we can and kind of bring them back to education. But, you know, a horrible weekend, I think you pointed out. And today, though, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the start of the Republican National Convention. Make sure, too, you stay up to date with all of what's happening with Civic Media's coverage of the RNC. Civic, for a daily recap of Civic News, Director Terry Bell, tune in. Actually, Johnny, right after this show, you can tune in for an update for it. It's Wisconsin primary election is also August 13th. Just make sure you put plans on that. RNC National Convention in Milwaukee. See a lot of protesters out walking around in Milwaukee at the same time, too.
Saw that on my news feed, Tim. Proud to see that. At, you know, there is always a role in a democracy for dissent. But, Tim, I got to ask you, what's the difference between dissent and the chaos of Saturday? Put you right on the spot. Because
man, you did. You put it right on the spot.
Out of the gate with protesting and expressing dissent, like disagreement, in a peaceful, but even through civic disobedience, is not the same as kind of the chaos of Saturday. What do you think? What's going on?
It's one of these things. I mean, we'll talk about it, right? There's an assassination attempt on the former president, President Trump. And so there's this sense that maybe, you know, I guess we need everything to stand still. But the reality is that the Republican National Convention and their platform and their Project 25 is still intact. And so the idea that that is going on, well, first of all, that is democracy, their convention. And the fact that people in the Milwaukee area are protesting, they're also going forward and making sure that democracy doesn't stop in times like this, because that is one of those fears potentially is that, well, I guess we should not do what we're supposed to do, which doesn't make any sense because, hey, if you're out there protesting, if you're out there at the RNC convention, each of you is doing what's required to participate in a democracy, and Johnny. And I think that's encouraging given what happened on Saturday, that people here on Monday can say, you know what? We still have a democracy. We've got to work around. We've got civic responsibilities. We have civic duties, and we're going to take them on. We're going to do them, whether we're Republican or Democrat. And so horrible news, horrible weekend. Very encouraged, though, to see on Monday, democracy still stands and still continues to bring people, in one way, a unique way, together in the city of Milwaukee.
Well, that's right. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Caller and listener, you can give us a call and join the conversation, 855-752-4842, or drop a comment in the feed. However you're following along or listening to the show, we love to hear from you as part of this. Just a recap, I don't think we need to reiterate it or restate it. But Tim, when we refer to this weekend, and I'd like to frame it as a real lower moment for American politics. It was already, we left off last week talking about, man, we are in a real low moment. The window for dignity and humility in this upcoming election is closing. And we were kind of talking about the Democratic Party. But now we're looking at this in general, just American politics in general. There was an assassination attempt on the former president, Donald Trump. There was just an onslaught of information and misinformation and all kinds of directions that things went following that. It's been, 48 some hours of a whirlwind, not even a microburst of wind, Tim, a full-on whirlwind, a tornado of information since then, and so many different emotions, perspectives, ideas. Just wanted to check in with you, my guy. Where were you? What were you doing on Saturday? And kind of what are your thoughts coming out of this? I know I already expressed low moment in American politics, lower moment, as if it could get any lower on Saturday. And here we are, it's Monday. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. And we have great guests to talk public education stuff tonight. And then all week, we're going to be talking about teaching and teachers. How do you teach current events, controversial, close to home, right? Things that are happening in our democracy, in our country, in our world. Right, that are tough to teach. And this is one of those moments. And so, Tim, a lot of stuff, but just wondering where you were, what your thoughts are, and kind of what you're thinking right now.
Well, as you just said, a lot there. And to put this in here, I tell you what, once that news broke, the just onslaught, as we said, the fire hose of information that came across in a way that I just, I knew between TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, there are so many ways to get, and I'm going to say information, not news. Something like this, the last time something like this happened for me was 1981, Ronald Reagan, and all of that came through the news in a way that was, I don't want to say filtered and censored, but it was curated so that we were able to make sense of what happened. Here, the fact that within minutes of the shooting, there were TikTok videos showing exactly what happened. I was just overwhelmed with the whole sense of what was happening. And John, I got to tell you this, Butler, Pennsylvania and Bethel Park, I grew up in that area. And so it was another one of those times where I was like, are you kidding me? In fact, my wife graduated from Bethel Park High School. And so, again, these ideas of how close to things happen or close to home, there it is. And it is, man, I think that was mine. The number one concern isn't the right, but the overwhelming feeling of, I don't know what to make of all of this information. And setting us up as we're talking about this now, and I wonder, John, you talk about this, how do we deal with current events with kids and classrooms and teachers? Man, I wasn't prepared to deal with it as an adult, just having all that information. So what a powerful question to put out there today, as we say. And two, great guests, Wisconsin Public Education Network guests are coming on here at the next break or after the next break to talk, all the things community schools and that awesome conference coming up July 30th and 31st, Wisconsin Public Education Network. So, Johnny, man, holy crap, a lot going on in this first segment, dude.
Oh, yeah, so much. Well, we're coming off of, like you said, I think you said the fire hose, or I'd even like to say the hose didn't get attached. They just opened the hydrant, you know, and it was just a flurry of media. I know I was at a fifth anniversary for a local brewery that, you know, kids and families from all over, both political parties, I'm sure, and, it, you know, in representation in those kinds of community events. But, man, the news kind of broke, and we were just all like, what are we doing? I mean, we already have been saying collectively, come on, we could do better as a country. But this is, for me, a lower moment. And I like that this week we'll be talking with folks, and we'll also be taking it on. Listener, this is Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. If you want to join the conversation, you know, join the conversation with Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci here at Busted Pencils. Call or text in 855-752-4842. We're just getting going, debriefing the weekend before we jump both feet into some exciting work happening with the Wisconsin Coalition for Community Schools and the community schools and all kinds of good things that Wisconsin Education Public Education Network is doing. So we're going to get into that real soon here. Tim, I'm glad you're doing well, given the micro burst of wind that you've been through. And let's get into it. Let's get into it well.
It is. It's that, as you said, the micro burst too. And John, I think too, as we're coming out of this, just remind people from civic media too. There's the commitment, not bullets, voices, not violence, and realizing that too, that we're going to be talking about that also in ways to make sure that people understand. As we said, in fact, what you see going on in Milwaukee today, there you are, voices and not violence. And that right there is, again, democracy truly in action when people are dissenting, but yet keeping it down to their voices, not a violence. And so we need to remind people of that, Johnny, after a weekend like this, that, you know, there are consequences to the way we talk. And even the ability, you know, what do we insinuate sometimes? It's just time to take a little bit of a breath, come back the way we've been saying it, but then also come back and realize, too, that the platforms and the positions that you in a democracy hold, your voice has absolute value and genuine merit to be added to these conversations. We love doing this on Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. And yeah, Johnny, man, I can't wait. Wisconsin Public Education Network and community schools after the break. Yeah, it is. Busted Pencils, truly the voice of a generation. Teachers all the way through, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. Weekend, but man, we are back here coming through. And it is, you know, it's one of those Mondays, Wisconsin Public Education Network Monday. Guest Heather Du Bois-Bernain, the executive director of Wisconsin Public Education Network, stopping by and bringing some friends along with you, Heather, tonight. Jamie Racine, Sun Prairie Community Schools District Coordinator, and Sarita Foster, Director of Community Schools for the Madison Metro School District. All three of you, welcome to Busted Pencils. Heather, what's happening on the Wisconsin Public Education Network front?
Sorry.
There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, we're super excited about our summer conference, and we're very busy getting ready for it. And I wanted to invite a couple of friends along today because we're trying something new this year in partnering to align our two annual conferences together so that folks who want to go to both can do so one day and then the next. And we're hosting a reception together, and we're excited to dig into all the things we have to talk about, not just the things that we're mad about and we're fighting back against, because there's a long list of those, but also the things that are working around the state. And so I'm excited to have our community schools friends here to talk more about that.
Absolutely. Loving it. Jamie and Sarita, community schools representative. So let's just jump right into it. I wonder, you know, if I can go, Sarita, what in the world people are saying public schools? I know Busted Pencils is all about public schools. I know Wisconsin Public Education Network is all about public schools. What's this concept, community schools? Is that different than public schools? How do we go through? Sarita, give us a definition or an intro to Community Schools 101.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us tonight. So community schools are a model in traditional public schools. So we are in schools. We serve as a hub for community activities, support services beyond just the traditional academic offerings during the school day. We integrate academics with health and social services, youth and community development, community engagement to improve student learning. So we really focus on the whole child, not just on the academics that happen during the school day.
Awesome. Loving that the whole time. Jamie, you want to jump in there and give us a little bit of, if there's any difference or compare, contrast what you're talking about, or give us a little bit more nuance on the community schools?
Sure. Yeah. I think about, like Sarita said, community schools is serving the whole child. It also takes into account the whole family and the whole neighborhood. So when we look at what are the challenges facing students and their ability to succeed and thrive in their schools, we know that all of those barriers don't all exist in the school buildings. And so we also do work in organizing communities from neighborhood to neighborhood, partnering with parents and community organizations and elected officials to come together around the same table to talk about the challenges that are facing our students and our families directly in their neighborhoods.
The whole neighborhood there, Johnny Lupinacci, and think about this, right? And we're talking about, too, these are public schools. Let's make sure everybody understands your community school and your public school. I can hear some people going, well, like our school down the road, it serves our community. That's not really the same as a community school, the way Sarita and Janine are talking, Johnny Lupinacci.
Well, yeah, and I love that this attention that both Sarita and Jamie and all the folks that they're working with in community schools and public education are emphasizing and recognizing that there's so much more than one, just the academic side of things, which we know is important in education. There's so much more when we commit to taking care of and bearing witness to a quality education for every kid. That comes with the challenges, and that those challenges are more than just in reading, writing, and, you know, and the different subject areas. They're all of life. So knowing that public education is really committed to that, I loved hearing that. I'm not surprised, because it is an important dimension of every experience I've had with community schools and with public education. But I wonder, Sarita and Jamie, either of you, talk to us a little bit about what some of those, for listeners, what are some of those barriers and challenges? I know you mentioned a few, but that are common and that children are experiencing in our schools out there.
Jamie, I'll start and then you can jump in.
There you go. Sounds good.
Sounds good. So this is a new term that I learned at our national conference. It's shelterless instead of homeless, or experiencing homelessness. So a lot of our students are shelterless, so they might not have a car to sleep in. They might not have like a community center that offers services after hours. They might not have a home or an apartment to live in. And that's a real reality for a lot of our students in public schools, on top of food insecurity. Those are definitely the biggest two services and partners that we seek out, especially in my school district in Madison, is finding resources for those families to have shelter and to have food, some of our most basic needs that a lot of students are coming to school with every day and they're not being met.
Jamie.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so we have similar approaches, right? So when we think about some of those basic needs that we are talking about, we think about the aspect of working together with our whole community in supporting those needs, right? So schools, public schools are really awesome at educating our kids, and like not always the people that are there to provide a food, like a pantry, right? So pulling in our partners from the Sun Prairie Emergency Food Pantry, and then bringing in our representatives that are talking about looking at policies around affordable housing, because we know that housing costs, especially in Dane County, are often outpacing the appropriate percentage of a family's income that they should be paying for rent or for a mortgage, right? And so when we think about bringing all of those conversations together around the same table is where we start to see some traction and some movement. And we can also then pair that, right? When we look at, it's not just, it's those basic needs, but then we're also looking at family engagement, right? So how are we bringing those families in? How are we building trusting relationships so that we know and they know that we are here for each other in service of the students? And then we think about out-of-school time learning. So when we know that some students rely on school meals, right, to get what they need for the day. And then we balance that out with out-of-school time programs that can offer after-school snacks or dinner options that we can then connect with the families after work, right, when they're coming to pick up their kids from out-of-school time and talk about what are those things that they need, and to start to build a deeper understanding, number one, about what is possible through your public school, and also what we're able to do together when we come and build those trusting relationships.
There it is.
Wow, that was powerful.
We'll have you back after the break. Call our 855-752-4842 if you want to add to the conversation more when we come back.
There it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Wisconsin Public Education Network in the house Monday. Heather joining us, brought some friends along with us, Jamie and Sarita from Sun Prairie Community Schools District Coordinator and the Director of Community Schools in the Madison School District. Jamie, sorry we had to cut you off there. We got really tight on the time as we were coming out. And during the break, you know, kind of thinking about this, and what keeps coming across to me on this is the essentials, and this brings up something you learn in, you know, when you're becoming a teacher 101, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The idea here is, and I'm hearing that community schools provide food, shelter, safety, clothing, all of the things that Maslow identified as required for us to have an absolute public school that is contributing to the success, not just the academic needs, but also the sociological and the economic needs. Jamie, why don't you finish up where you were?
Yeah, so what I was bringing together, right, is that yes, we absolutely help support that basic level. And then let's take it to the higher level and let's look at root causes of what are creating these issues for our kids and our families and our communities in the first place, so that we can then organize our communities around localized solutions and come together and everybody bring what they have to the table, right? Kind of a stone soup scenario. Everybody brings the strengths that they have in the community, and we don't look at each other through the lens of like, this is my job, this is my institution, but we see ourselves as one community with the shared goal of ensuring that all students thrive in their school communities.
To thrive, thriving, recognizing too the community school, the whole idea, academic thriving, social emotional thriving, putting that all together and bringing that into one kind of neat package. Sarita, do you have anything to add to, you know, your sense of when I talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how that fits in?
Yeah, I always think about how we can support the community schools and what that looks like for each neighborhood that has a community school. And it always just comes back to volunteering time, donating resources, forming partnerships, just really being a part of your community, and the school included. Engaging with school activities, policies, referendum, you know, all of those things are super important to community schools and all schools, but especially, you know, continuing the services, we need the whole community to do that.
Yeah, it's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, Wisconsin Public Education Network Monday. Got some guests with Heather, though, Jamie Racine, Sun Prairie Community Schools District Coordinator, and Sarita Foster, Director of Community Schools for the Madison Metro School District. You guys are really talking about this. Just the question that really pops up into my head, the work you all are doing at the community schools, I know it's a model to inspire, but at this point, when are we going to start saying that, hey, the community schools concept is something all kids and all families and all communities deserve? Jamie.
Well, that's what we're working to do. Right now, across the country, 10% of our public schools are community schools, and we're adding more all the time because most public schools do at least part of this model already really well. All teachers care about their students and want the best for their students. And so as we look at the things that are inherently natural for the school environment and the things that exist in what we all desire in community, it's really bringing people together. And I am here to help advocate. And that's why we're hosting a Wisconsin conference to help bring more people on board and share the stories of what success we're seeing across the state.
Well, what a great opening to that. In fact, you know, Heather, there's the conference, the Wisconsin Public Education Network conference coming up, and then community schools. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening. Heather, why don't you jump in with Wisconsin Public Education and then open us up for the community schools conference.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited to do that because community schools are such an awesome example of what we always call hashtag, you don't need a charter for that. You can just do it. What if we put our organizing priorities where they should be? At the public schools are at the heart of our communities. And so for this reason, at our annual event, our friends at the Community Schools Coalition of Wisconsin have been active partners for a long time. They always present at our conference. And this year we thought, what if we came together in a more powerful way and really gave our people an opportunity to mingle and connect and brainstorm a little bit about what it's going to take to make this model a reality for kids all over the state? And so July 30th, that is a Tuesday, the Community Schools Coalition is holding their statewide conference in Sun Prairie, and we're kicking off our conference that evening with a joint reception with those folks. So we're going to come together, and then the next day we are booked all day at La Follette High School in Madison for our 10th annual summer summit, where we are going to dig into every topic we can think of about what it's really going to take to make sure we're creating the conditions for all kids to thrive. What do we need to do in our classrooms? What do we need to do for funding? What do we need to stop? What do we need to start more of? And we've invited folks from all over the state to join us. We've got Jennifer Berkshire is going to be there talking about her brand new book, The Education Wars. We've got Donald Cohen on the roster, and he is the author of Privatization of Everything and the executive director of In the Public Interest. You probably know him. And we're going to just tap into the expertise from everyone, from parents and caregivers to national experts, so that we can plot and plan together about what we need to do to demand and deliver the conditions every single kid needs to thrive.
Well, there it is. As true as the bell rings, that is our daily segment, Democracy in Action. Listener folks out there, Democracy in Action today is a no-brainer. every democracy in action is some example from today's show of democracy being modeled, linked to a core democratic value, the core democratic value that stands out as we're talking with representatives from community schools, and we're talking all things benefited by public education, and really the whole way communities come together is common good. We come together for the common good. That's a core democratic value. And there is no doubt about it in my mind, today's democracy in action kind of recognition goes to our guests for working together in the community schools toward the common good, where citizens work together for the good of all. In addition to that, the government should make laws that are good for everyone. And in this sense, supportive of this kind of idea that we said in the show, our guests said repeatedly, the goal is all schools should be like community schools. This isn't an individual effort. This is when people of a democracy come together towards a common good. So today's democracy in action and core democratic value, common good. Thank you, Sarita, Jamie, Heather, for all the folks you work with, for modeling not only common good, but just the way we ought to be thinking about education when it comes to public education and a strong democracy. Thank you. And now back to these great things happening related to that common good with the conferences that are coming up. I think we heard a little bit about the Wisconsin Public Education Network meeting that's coming up. And I know, special little teaser, Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, is going to be at the conference live and in person. So in Madison, there'll be lots of fun stuff with guests that week. I'm excited. Listener, get excited. Put it in your calendar. It's not too far off. Heather, do you have specific dates you want to reiterate for folks? And then we'll ask Sarita and Jamie to talk about community school conference.
Yeah, you can register for both full days of our event at wisconsinnetwork.org/summit. Just go to wisconsinnetwork.org and click the summit button at the top. And we would love to have you there. It's just $40 for 2 full days of nonstop planning and action. And that includes lunch and 2 parties. So you can't miss this deal. But if that's still out of your price range, scholarships are available. And if you are an educator in the Madison Metropolitan School District, the district is paying for you to come. So go ahead and register for free using our partner pass. We can't wait to see you all there. And we hope that you'll also check out the Community Schools Conference too, which has a separate registration that I'll let Jamie point you toward.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. So if you want more information on our conference, you can go to bit.ly/2024thrivingschools. That's the theme of our conference this year, is thriving schools, thriving communities. Our day is going to start out in the morning with a plenary session with folks representing all different roles within the community schools movement, from superintendent to community school site coordinator. We also have a variety of sessions that will allow you to hear about community schools from the perspective of organizers. We have NEA that's presenting a few different sessions. We have nonprofit partners that have worked with community schools to bring together different solutions for specific need-based driven programming. We also have community school leaders that will be sharing some of their stories of success. And some of the data and impact that they've seen from applying that strategy in their local area. So we would love to see you there. And we'll have a working lunch where we're going to pull people together that have similar jobs to you from across the state. So you can really think about this from the unique perspective and the place that you hold, and connect with some professionals all around the state.
Wow.
Sarita,
so much.
No, I was just going to give a shout out to Jamie for being a superb mentor. She's helped me along my role, along my road and my role. And this is our first annual conference that she is co-chairing. So big kudos to Jamie and Pancho from Milwaukee.
Wow.
So many awesome opportunities, huh, Tim? What a great way to connect in your community, learn more about public education, but also grow together with professionals who all share that commitment to that common good, to strengthening our education system, not just the academics, although the academics are included in that, but how we, and essentially how we raise and care for all of our children. And that's an investment on our future democracy, which we already kind of noted is in a low moment right now. So appreciate this optimism and this strong energy where people can get connected. Listener, I know that was a lot of information. If you want to swing back through when you re-listen to the show or you download the podcast or visit the Civic Media site, all those links will be in the podcast description. So if you're interested, and I can't imagine listeners out there not being interested, but if you're local to the area, get out to these events. They'll be super informative. Sounds like great community. And holy smokes, a couple of days of amazing learning about community schools with the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Wow, I'm inspired. Thank you, Heather, Sarita, and Jamie.
I tell you too, John, you hinted right there. Yep, I am going to be there. Heather, thank you for the opportunity and the invitation to have Busted Pencils while we're there. We're going to set up. If you see me around, I'll be having some t-shirts, hopefully to give out to some people there and even catch some people. If you got something to say, hey, the show might not be live, but I will have everything around to record. Let's, you know, stop me. Have something to say. Let's record it. Let's have a little conversation. Everybody in there. Let's bring, you know, Wisconsin Public Education Network. Talk about an incredible event. Great guests, lots going on. And man, I really looking so forward to actually being there in person. I've been to a few of the earlier conferences, Heather, when we were there, and the idea now of getting to come back just makes me so inspired. Heather and Jamie and Sarita, thank you guys so much for Busting Pencils.
Well, thanks for having us. We can't wait to see you in Madison in 2 weeks, and we hope that everyone who's listening will join us there.
It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Okay, when we get back, Tim and Johnny breaking it down. Crumbling precipice? Maybe. That's a little bit of a description of where we might be after Saturday. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Great guests from the Wisconsin Public Education Network, Heather Du Bois Bernane, and from the Sun Prairie Community Schools District, Jamie Racine, and the Director of Community Schools, Madison Metropolitan School District, Sarita Foster. Great interviews. Check them out. You know, again, Johnny, you said download the podcast. There will be all of the links there for any of the topics, the events, the registration for the conferences. It's all right there. Make sure you can get it. Johnny, you got a note there from you here in the back, on the chat that you got two things, current events you want to bring up. I'm gonna throw it right to you, my friend.
Thank you, man. We'd be remiss. We had some great conversation. I appreciate not just the Wisconsin Public Education Network, but good teachers and good people that are wrapping around children in this country to work hard towards getting politicians to support public education, getting members of community, all kinds of partnerships. And I want to emphasize that to wrap around and fully support all children having a strong education. It's so important. It is in every way our civic duty, especially those of us connected to education. So always great work from the Washington Public Education Network and all of their friends and folks. But I want to come back to, because these current events, you know, we started to show off, we're thinking about it. I know that civic media is covering things all day long and it's great conversation. And so listener out there, you know, you're thinking about these things too. I appreciate that we took a little bit of break from the specifics of the politics, but I want to come back to it, Tim. I want to come back to the moment that we're in. And I think you shared a really important sentiment and shared message of solidarity that I am hearing across the board. I'm hearing a lot of saying like, okay, enough is enough. We got to take a deep breath. If you want, dissent is important and in fact, imperative condition of democracy. but you do it at the ballot box. You do it through dialogue. You do it through civic disobedience, but not through violence. But I want to talk about something, Tim. I have 2 points. One, I'd be remiss to be an educator committed and with the humility we have and the patience to not bring up the fact that we've been desensitized to the fact that it's like every week we have a school shooting. We have children whose reality is children and teachers are going to school all the time. And the back of their minds, sometimes on the front of their minds, we talk about wraparound services in community schools. It is raised anxiety, created an unsafe, a real unsafe place for children. Too many children in this country is our schools. And that's related to school shooting. And that's directly related. We talked about it in the show around gun control and gun violence. And I like that you brought up, you know, fight your fight at the ballot, and that we're not about violence. But you know what, Tim? I have to say, this country is far too much about violence to just say like, okay, stop the violence now. And I am in no way condoning an assassination attempt or the way that you express your disagreement or dissent is to fire shots. Firing shots verbally, firing shots physically are two different things, but they're related. Right, the rhetoric of extreme violence, and so I want to point out we've been normalized and desensitized to it in the education world. So a little bit of me is frustrated because we should be outraged at any shooting, but yet we're 100 and some already into the year. Not even the school year. We haven't started officially the school year. We're 100 some into this year. Children are shot up at schools all the time. So this should not be an American norm, but it is. So this is a low moment in American politics, but it's par for the course for American news right now. And this is a sad thing. So we got to change that. That's one thing. The other thing I want to come to is this whole, let's stop the violence. Let's stop the violence. Then you have to stop introducing it through talk and you have to stop the threat. Because I will not for one back down from the fact that it's too often, history's taught us this, that political violence is a ricochet often coming from the party that introduces it. And folks, if you want to bring that up, we got some good articles we can link you to. My man, Timothy Snyder, writes about that. But too often, history has taught us, when you introduce threats of violence, it too often isn't your opposition that fires at you. It isn't the supposed big bad enemy that you've created. It's often a ricochet of the very violence you're putting out there. And I think this is in every way one way to think about and respond to the unnecessary violence of this weekend is that this is a ricochet of, and nobody deserves it. So I'm in no way saying that this is something anybody should have happened to them or happened, but this is a result directly connected to the rhetoric of political violence. And we have to be accountable to that and we have to do better. More about it on Busted Pencils this week, fully leaded education talk, you know, but Tim, I had to get those 2 points out there. You can ask me more about it or we can keep rocking with it. But man, they were on my mind when you were saying like, fight your fight at the ballot. Okay, great. We're all going to vote. But also stand our ground for the fact that if you introduce violence and then you're a victim of the violence you introduce, it is in all ways we look at it, a shame and not something we condone. But it's logically connected. And we can't act like this is just a random act.
Mm-hmm.
Unconnected to one, a culture of guns and violence in this country that school children and teachers know all too well, and we've been desensitized to.
Absolutely.
And two, the rhetoric of political violence that Donald Trump in no way deserves to be shot at, but in every way has introduced that kind of political violence, not only in talk, but in action. He's called the actions of January 6th, you know, martyr actions. He's called these kinds of violences. And I'm going to reiterate for listeners, that's not me saying he should be shot at. Nobody should. That's absolutely a lower moment in American politics, but we should not be shocked that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do better? How do we stand out, Tim? Remember last week, 20 from 21st century, Timothy Snyder's lessons. The one I'd like to hammer all week long is how do we stand out? Well, we stand out by holding ourselves accountable in both words and actions, right? You don't want the kind of violence we have, then change the policies around guns and gun control and gun culture. You don't want political violence, then don't threaten political violence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't introduce into the words the bullets that become ricochets towards your own innocent people. So let's be real accountable to that. Tim.
Man, Johnny Lupinacci dropping some heat. Loving it, though. Passion, Busted Pencils. That's what we do here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Man, it is, Johnny, you know, like you said, and yeah, let's remind everybody too, you know, all of a sudden now gun culture is something. I'm going to wait to see this week if gun culture even gets any conversation over this absolute horrible event. I'm going to put out there that, you know what, we're going to go back to normal with gun culture very simply, very quickly. This will not be about guns and all kinds of other things. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded tomorrow night.
Shout out to my man. My man's at NBC, Minocqua Brewing Company. This is Busted Pencils.